Time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at that forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall and everybody. Enjoy it while it's here, because Arctic invasion comes in on Friday, and it will be quite similar to that of which we had during Christmas of this year. So get ready.
So it'll be cold, but no snow.
I don't think so. Yeah. For at least Friday into Saturday. Sunday, there could be some mixed precipitation. So okay. We'll have to worry about that. But mainly cloudy today, with a chance of late-day rain showers in the low 40s. Tonight, those rain showers could change to snow showers before they end. It's not a big deal. However, Marsh, you got to be careful. Clearing, I think we're going to drop below freezing by tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So things could be slick. Then Tuesday, sun and clouds, mid-30s. Partly sunny Wednesday, mid-30s. And partly cloudy Thursday in the low 40s. The Arctic front comes by Friday, so there'll be icy winds developing. We are going to fall to the 20s into the teens. I'm pretty confident that by Saturday morning, temperatures will be anywhere from 5 below to 5 above. And the highs on Saturday will probably be no higher. I would think that about 10 or 12 degrees. And with icy winds.
Now, I was going to say, how strong are the winds going to be on Friday and Saturday?
Well, Friday, the winds are going to, you know, pick up. So during the day Friday, the wind, I would say 15 to 25 with higher gusts. And I would say the same on Saturday, 15 to 25 with higher gusts. So wind chills are going to be very significant, very significant. And then by Sunday, we're going to moderate. So we'll be going into the 30s. And moisture will move our way, so we could have a wintry mix developing on Sunday.
That means I'll be ensconced in my house on Saturday.
Oh, it'll be too cold for you.
From Friday night, Saturday, yeah. and who knows, maybe even Sunday.
Well, if the weather is mixed precip, yeah. You won't even like leaving the station Friday, because by the time you leave the station Friday, I guarantee it'll be in the teens, and the wind will be howling.
I'm trying to think what that. I've got to go to Hartford on Friday, so I'm going to be in Hartford at 1 o'clock.
Oh, forget it.
And I'll be leaving Hartford about 3:30. I'll get home about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Brutal. It'll be in the teens, and the wind will be howling.
Oh, my knees are going to love it.
Yeah. Get ready right now. And again, it's only a two-day hit, which was very similar to Christmas as well. But there'll be some additional Arctic air returning, but not as cold as the one we expect Friday and Saturday. So that's it. But you notice in this forecast, you don't hear me saying heavy snow. You don't hear me saying inches.
Nothing
like that at all.
Nothing even really on the long range scale.
Well, I mean, down the road, I would think when we start getting close to Valentine's Day, things may change a little bit there. But I certainly don't see too much in the way it changes before that.
Well, New York City's got to make it through tomorrow. And then if they do that, it'll be the first time ever they have no snow in the month of January.
Actually, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So they broke that record. There's another record that they'll break too. I forget which one that is. It's been snowless in the city. I mean, it's been snowless down here. We had maybe 2 inches so far for the season.
I'm going to say here we've probably had about 5 inches.
Right, which is still way below
that. Oh, gosh. Here, normal is anywhere from 45 to 52 inches of air. For the winter.
Yep. You see, this is what I mean. And let's go back to October when the Farmer's Almanac came out.
Oh, it's going to be a very snowy winter.
Yeah, you know. And that's why I said, you know, sooner or later, you're going to be right.
Which
you say it every year.
You know how they get away from that? Because then they talk about what happens out in the Midwest and stuff like that.
No, they'll probably talk about what happened in Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah.
We said it was going to be snowy. Buffalo had 78 inches, you know? Right.
They'll be able to cover themselves up on that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's a business like everything else, Marshall. It's a business. I got to see, I was mailed one one nominated movie so far, and I got to watch it over the weekend. It's called The Living, and takes place, they make it look old, vintage. It's a very slow-moving movie. It's a drama. It's not a Pat movie, and I thought it was done very well. Nevertheless, it would be my pick, that's for sure.
Slow-moving drama.
Yeah.
Sounds like my ex-wife's.
It's called The Living.
The Living.
Yeah. So,
The Living. I want to see that new movie that's coming out with Tom Hanks.
oh, what about the family? That's about his family.
No,
Oh, no, I got the wrong one.
no, it's about
That's
the guy.
Spielberg. I'm
Yeah,
thinking
I want to
Spielberg.
see Spielberg's too, but Tom Hanks is going to do that one where he's a crusty old man and he actually turns into a pretty decent guy.
Oh,
It's a
okay.
comedy. It's been made. I've already seen the foreign version on Netflix. There's a foreign version that has subtitles that was made, not with Tom Hanks, but with the original movie.
Okay.
So I've seen that, and that was funny. So I can imagine with Tom Hanks, it'll be just as good.
Yeah, of course, that's not in time to be nominated for this year's awards.
No.
But Spielberg's movie is.
I don't know if Spielberg will get it or not.
I don't know.
Is Avatar done in time for awards?
Yes, it's
Hmm.
nominated. Yep.
That's going
Yep.
to win. That'll win awards.
Yeah, I'm sure that will. And do you know that they are, New Line Cinema is actually remaking The Wizard of Oz?
Remaking it
Yeah.
with the whole new cast?
You got it. Yeah.
That's sacrilegious.
Well, the guy that did
Now,
The Wiz, right?
the
That movie, The Wiz, with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross,
yeah.
he said he made a lot of mistakes with that movie. So he is out now to correct them with this, and he's going to put a lot more effort into the characters.
But The Wiz wasn't a direct ripoff
The Wizard of Oz.
of The Wizard of Oz. It wasn't a direct ripoff. But if you're going to make the Wizard of Oz, that's to me that's like not good. But then again, it's show business.
Yeah, it is. To me, that would be, you may correct me here, but that would be like trying to make Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there's certain things you can't touch. Or try to remake The Godfather Part 1 and 2. You can't.
No, you can't do that.
You
You
can't.
cannot, no.
Because those
You know.
characters are so ingrained in your mind. And the same thing about The Wizard of Oz. The Wiz, you had all set of new characters, different type of music. I kind of enjoyed The Wiz. It was a little different. But if you're going to make The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is Dorothy and always will be. Always will be. I mean, the Wicked Witch is always going to be the Wicked Witch. You can't replace those characters.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm trying to remember what the name of it's. I think it may be called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. I think that's what he's going to name it.
All right, well,
Instead of
maybe,
just The Wizard of
you know,
Oz.
well. Maybe it'll be a little different, but it's really hard to take on those movies because they are with. Can you try to imagine remaking Patton with somebody other than George Scott?
No. Just the way, a lot of people had suggested to us when we were making movies, oh, you should do whatever happened to Baby Jane. No way. You could do a you could do it, but you could have to do it as a spoof, because who else but Bette Davis and Joan Crawford could play that, could play those two parts.
Right.
So, but that's it. No word from the contractors. All's quiet there. So no word there. And our movie from last year is almost completed. Spoke with the director, and moving along real fine. I said, so what do you think so far? I haven't seen it, by the way. I filmed it, but I
Yeah.
haven't seen the editing. Boring, he said. I said, really? He goes, flat. I said, what do you think the problem is? He said, two of the actors.
Truly
And
bad. It's
he
really
told
bad
me
when
what the two actors, who the two actors were. He said, You know, he said, had they been replaced with two others, he said it would have been a whole different movie.
That's really bad coming from the director.
Yeah.
Well, bring a lot of, when you premiere, bring a lot of no-dos.
Yeah.
All right,
serve
Pat.
A lot of black coffee, yeah.
Let's recap this soon-to-be not likable forecast.
Late showers today, showers or snow showers will end tonight, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are partly cloudy. And we're in the 30s to low 40s, but then the cold wave comes in on Friday.
And for Friday and Saturday, bitter cold, and Sunday in moderation.
Right.
All right. That's what the guy says, folks.
There you go.
All right, Pat. We will check with you mañana.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Mom.
Take care. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. And so the first 2 days of Jump Fest are going to be bitter cold. And the final day, temperatures will moderate. All right.